Okay, so I just realized it is 4:30 in the afternoon and I have not put on makeup. And I really want to straighten my hair because if I straighten it today, well, later, like this evening, I guess. It's afternoon, evening, whatever time it is. It is what it is. I might as well go ahead and straighten it because then it'll be easier in the morning when it gets messed up at night, obviously, because that's what's going to happen. And for me to straighten again. Even though I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, but that's fine. So yes, I figured why not ramble while I'm doing my makeup and straightening my hair because, yeah, people like listening to rambles. And I figured I can talk about stuff. What exactly am I going to talk about? I don't know. So you're going to hear me moving around my makeup and stuff because that's going to happen. I'm not going to edit that out. As I've said before, my other things, I like to keep my rambles pretty raw. Like, there's an airplane right now. Not sure if the mic may or may not be picking up on it. Everything seems louder to me. I don't know. So that's that. Maybe I'll talk about what I'm putting on my face. I could do that. I could talk about that, even though I'm totally not a makeup guru, like, at all. I mean, I like makeup, don't get me wrong, but I don't put on a lot of makeup. Like I said, 4:30 yesterday. I'm skipping over my words. 4:30 in the afternoon. Oh my god, I did it again. 4:30 in the afternoon, and I have yet to have put on makeup, which is fine with me. I never feel pressure to put on makeup. Not to be like a humble brag or anything, but I do think that I am naturally pretty, and I'm also happy most of the time, and so I'm smiling most of the time, so then that helps too. I don't look grumpy and upset or anything like that. So I don't usually feel pressure to put on makeup. Like if I'm running late or sleeping, I don't worry about it too much, but I am a girl. It is, that sounds rude, I guess. I don't know, I do enjoy putting on makeup. It's fun. I like playing around with it and stuff. So I'm gonna do that. And then straighten my hair, because I like to straighten my hair. And my hair is getting longer, which is making me really happy. My hair grows really fast, so I'm happy about that. Which, I had chopped it off in the beginning of July of last year. I chopped it off. It was really long. We cut off 10 inches, I want to say. I'm pretty sure 10 inches. So that was a lot of fun. I was making a lot of life changes, which is why I had decided to do that. So, yep. This primer smells weird, but whatever. And I had continuously gotten it trimmed about once a month, at least. Maybe a little bit more often than that. Sometimes, I don't know, the schedule is too busy. Because I did like it short and I wanted to keep it that way. But recently, and someone is hammering stuff for whatever reason. Recently, I decided that I didn't like it being short, I wanted to go back out. So, I miss my long hair. That is really freaking annoying, oh my god. So, I'm growing it back out. And my neighbors can go fuck themselves for deciding to hammer things while I'm recording. Because that's irritating. Like, super fucking irritating, like, what the fuck, people.
That's how my life is going.
I guess, I don't know. But it grows pretty fast. People already noticed how much it's grown within the last month. Something I just thought of that's cool, that I recommend for people because I have three actually, are bamboo brushes for your hair. I have a regular bamboo brush, I have a rounded one, and then I have this little bamboo comb for when my hair was really short. And when I say really short, I mean, like, my hair was short. Like, she even took, like, the clippers and shaved part of the back. Like, it was freaking short, and now it's already shoulder length and, like, getting past that. Which is, yeah, my hair grows freaking fast. And it's really thick, which is another reason why it looked weird short. Like, I kept having to have her thin it out every time we went. Because it was too thick and it tried to, like, fluff up, and I was not about that life at all. Did not like. So, yep. But yeah. Yep. So, I'm gonna put on primer. And I'm gonna put on some... Whoops, that's my foundation. Some concealer and foundation. And so I just take one of those, like, spongy applicator things that girls use, and I get it damp with water, because I think that helps even out, it makes it look smoother, and it helps go into your pores more, I guess, it's not, like, it's not supposed to go into your pores, and, like, I know my foundation is darker, a little bit darker than it should be, but, like, my skin tone fluctuates, well, it doesn't, like, fluctuate, but I'm too lazy to get, like, a super pale one, and plus my skin, like, absorbs makeup. I put on primer, I spray, like, this setting spray and stuff afterwards, it's supposed to make it long lasting, and I just feel like my face absorbs makeup way too easily. Not quite sure how to explain it, but yeah, like, I put on makeup, and then within, like, an hour, it doesn't look near as flawless as it did when I first put on, which is not, like I said, not that big of a deal. But yeah, so I am just putting, oh, that's too much foundation. On my wrist. Or on like the back of my hand, I guess, is what I do. And then putting my concealer also on a little pile on the back of my wrist. My concealer and my foundation are, like, the almost the same exact color. They just have a different slightly tone to it, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, not a makeup person. I just enjoy wearing this stuff. I do not enjoy paying for it, though. Makeup can be so expensive. I use cheap brands, because I'm a cheap person, because I can't afford that stuff. The most expensive makeup that I've bought, I saved up for a long time because I really wanted them. And I love this brand, but they are so expensive. So I only have two of their palettes. But they're really pretty. I really like them. It's the Balm Cosmetics brand. And, I have the How About Them Apples Cheek and Lip Cream Palette, which is really cute. And then I also have their, Nude Eyeshadow Palette, which I also really like. Like, they're also known for the matte palette, which is the one with the guys on it. So yeah, their palettes are just adorable and cute. And I really like them. And I think they're just a good brand, too. I really like their stuff. So, I'm sorry if I'm, like, sniffling a little bit. We've been having a weather change, like, of course, the weather can't decide if it wants to be cold or not. And so, I don't handle weather changes all that well. So I'm also, like, I don't want to say hoarse, but to me, I sound different. I sound like there's, you know, a little bit of some cold-ish stuff happening, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. But yeah. Yep. It'll be interesting one day when I can do a sick voice one, and y'all can hear what my voice sounds like when I get sick, because I don't get sick that often. But when I do, I will be sure to record something, even though I won't be feeling good, because I'm one of those people, like, even though I don't get sick often, when I do get sick, I usually get really sick. Like, last time I got sick, I was running 104 fever for, like, 3 days and didn't go to the... Like, I mean, we kept taking ibuprofen and Tylenol and whatever. So it was fine. But, yeah, it was not good. Turned out I had strep throat, so I had to go to the doctor and I just needed antibiotics for it. It's pretty bad, though. It's pretty bad. But it was a very stressful time, too, which is probably how I managed to get sick in the first place, because I was stressed out. But it's all good. It's all good. I haven't been that sick. And it's been, like, at least a year now. So, yeah. Well, actually, past a year, because that was around Christmas time, and it's February. Well, now March. It is now March. How crazy is that? Pretty crazy, I think. Anyways. Gonna do my eyebrows. Which, I have naturally dark eyebrows, so I am a natural blonde. So my hair color, I've also never dyed my hair. So there's that. I've never dyed my hair, but I'm a natural blonde. So it fluctuates in the winter and the summer. It gets lighter and darker and everything in between. But I have naturally dark eyebrows. Because I'm not a natural, like, bleach wand, you know. So I have naturally dark eyebrows, which is nice, because I know some natural blondes, if they have really, really light colored hair, they actually dye their eyebrows. I'm just like, that is so much work. I'm not about that life. So yeah, so luckily don't gotta worry about that. But I just fill them in to make them look a little thicker and more prominent, and then put this, like, it's kind of like a gel, like, eyebrow pencil thing. I don't know how to describe it to help them stay in shape and not have any, like, flyaways on my eyebrows, because my hair likes to have a mind of its own, which is another reason why I'm straightening the rest of my hair. So, yeah. And then I'm going to use setting powder on where I did my concealer. And, well, like, places that need the setting powder, I guess. Just since it's, like, that invisible HD mattifying power type stuff. I don't know. I don't know these things. I'm not educated enough in the world of makeup. I like to watch pretty videos where they do cool makeup, and I'm just like, that's cool. And then, except that I will never do my makeup like that, ever. Because, I mean, you've seen pictures on Instagram and online, and people go freaking crazy. I don't know how they do it. I mean, props to them for being able to do that, but I don't have the patience for that. I also just want to look like a natural person, you know? I don't really do contouring. It's just not my thing. I would like for people to know that when I take off my makeup, I look relatively the same. Same person. So, yeah. I don't wear a ton of makeup. So now time for regular powder. Which I just generally dust all over my face to help make sure all of the foundation and concealer and everything is set. Because I will put bronzer and blush and stuff over it. But yeah. And then I'm going to do my eyeshadow, which I just think I'm going to
do a light smoky eye, I guess. I don't know. I have blue eyes, and so I wear a lot of browns. In neutral colors. So yeah. I definitely think that makeup should be used to accentuate, I think is how you say the word, people's natural qualities. So like I said, I wear brown eyeshadows to bring out my blue eyes. And I do them lightly. Like I will occasionally do the smoky eye, don't get me wrong. But not all the time. That's not my go-to at all. You know, a little bit of bronzer to help define your cheekbones. And a bit of natural glow. Same with like highlighter, you know, for a little bit of a natural glow. And then like blush. I mean, you know. But not this whole contour your face to make it look like you have this sort of bone structure. No. Like, girls get all offended when guys joke about taking girls to the pool on their first date. So their makeup will come off and they'll be able to see what they actually look like. And they also get all offended when guys are like, I don't trust girls with lots of makeup. But then when they do stupid stuff like that, it's kind of like you wonder why. Like, yeah, they're gonna want to know what you actually look like. Like, how would you like. What if a guy did his makeup to make it look like he had an amazing sharp jawbone that girls like, and then he takes his makeup off and he doesn't have that jawbone, and then you get all upset? And then to me, that, no offense, but that also kind of reflects like how superficial people are. I just think that's ridiculous and messed up in all sorts of ways. People should not be that superficial. I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with you having like your physical preferences on what type of people you like. And I fully believe in like, there's a difference between acceptance and preferences, in my opinion. So I accept everyone for who they are, and I truly believe everyone should be happy with themselves, however that may be. And if you're not happy with yourself, then do what you can in your power to fix that. You know what I mean? That's, I don't know. If you're happy with your body, then that's amazing. If you're not happy with your body, that's fine too. You should learn to accept yourself the way you are right now and strive for improvement, or however you want to fix yourself. So yeah, like you need to learn to love yourself. And but that doesn't mean other people like have to like that body type though. Does that make sense? Like I don't know, maybe I'm teetering on bad territory for certain people, and I apologize. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm just trying to talk about, like, in general, everyone has a right for their preferences. Just like everyone has a right for acceptance. Just because I can accept someone else doesn't mean I may or may not prefer them. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm digging myself a hole right now. But that's like my body type. So I'm naturally curvy and I do have extra weight on me because I have let myself go within the past year. And while it's great that I can accept myself for who I am now, I am striving to change that. I do have a certain body type that I'm aiming towards, and lowering my BMI and everything. But what if a guy likes me the way I am now with this extra weight on me, which is fine. Some guys like curvy girls, like real curvy girls. There's nothing wrong with that. But I understand if a guy doesn't and would prefer for me to lose some of this weight too. You know? Like that's his own right. I'm not pressuring anyone to like me. But at the same time, like, he would be general accepting of, yeah, this girl is okay. You know, it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, I'm just not gonna talk to her because she's overweight. No, that's ridiculous. I don't know. Hopefully that makes sense. So while everybody should be accepting, that doesn't mean that they have to change their preferences just to match those things as well. I think that is my point. And I'm going to stop there, I think. I don't know. Hopefully that makes sense. So, like, with the makeup thing, girls, when doing their makeup, I understand that you may wish you had a certain bone structure, and that through makeup you can achieve that look, and that is great. But that, in my opinion, is almost like lying to guys. It's not showing who you truly are, and so that's why I feel like makeup should be to accentuate your natural qualities versus you putting on a ton and looking like a completely different person. Like, that's just crazy. And then, so I feel like some girls also, now girls who love go, like, totally glamming up every day and spending hours doing their makeup and, you know, all of that, that's great. Great for you. If that's what makes you happy and that's what you love to do, I applaud you for that. I applaud you for your makeup skills because they are so much better than mine. But when you set up that expectation for yourself, sometimes, and I'm not saying people should do this, but it happens, sometimes you are setting up those expectations for other people as well. People will start to expect that your makeup is always glammed up and done, that you always have the eyeliner and the lips and, you know, this and that. And so then when you do that all the time and all of a sudden you stop and people are like, whoa, wait a second, you know, what happened? Because they got accustomed to seeing you a certain way and to liking you that way, it irritates them. And I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. Because my friends know, people around me know, some days I may have all out makeup. I'll probably have all out makeup for certain events, that's for sure. Other days, no makeup on me. And that's totally fine. That's just who I am. So, yeah. So that's it for my eyeshadow. I'm going to put on my my mascara primer. It's cool because it makes my eyelashes white. I think that's funny. Because occasionally I do get the blonde eyelashes. It's kind of funny, I think. But yeah, just a little bit of this and both eyes, and then I'll let that dry, and then I'll put on my eyelashes. I have no eyelashes. I don't put on fake eyelashes. That is so much work. I've tried that crap. So much work. Oh my gosh, people. I'll put on my mascara, which I have long, voluminous eyelashes anyways, so I don't really need them, but just in case I feel like going all out or playing around or whatever. I do it. It just depends on the day. And how I'm feeling or what's happening, why I'm doing my makeup. But I don't get, like, eyelash extensions. One, that stuff's expensive. Like, it annoys me when girls are like, oh, I'm broke. But then they go out and get their nails done every 2 weeks and get, like, hair extensions put in and, like, all this fancy freaking stuff that's expensive and adds up. And I'm like, well, that's why you don't have any money. Hell, I don't do any of that, and I still don't have any money right now. So, I know I also make purchases that I wouldn't have. Like, I would have more money if I did or not. But the small things that I'm splurging on, I think, are okay compared to all of that. Because I had a friend who complained that she didn't have any money, but she got her nails done all the time. I literally did the math on how she was spending almost $2,000 a year just getting her nails done. Yeah. Yeah, that stuff is legit, okay? So, when girls complain about that stuff, I'm like, you look at your choices. You look at your choices. That's on you. So now I'm putting on my mascara. I'm having to be careful. Because without a doubt, I somehow miss and get mascara on my face. Like, every time. I don't know how I manage to do it. Every single freaking time. But it happens almost without a doubt. Like, the fact that I'm talking right now while doing this is blowing my mind. But usually, whenever I get ready, I listen to music and sing to it. So, there's that. Right eye is done. Doing the left eye now. I would love to try. I've seen people do it on YouTube. They're like, no mirror makeup challenge. I feel like that'd be so much fun, but I need to do that on a day when I for sure am not in a rush and don't have anywhere to go, because I will probably, I don't know, I say I will probably get makeup on myself and it'll look terrible, but at the same time, I'm like really confident in my skills since I just do basic makeup anyways, and I did not get mascara all over my face today. I'm very happy. So now I am putting on my favorite, it's called a highlighting bronzer, but it also has pink in it, and so it's kind of like a blush too. I love it so much. It's so simple. If I can find the brush that I used to put it on my face. Okay, I found it. I just use, it's like a mini suitcase thing, and it holds all my makeup and random stuff. Like hair thingies and extra headbands and whatever random stuff I throw in it because I'm lazy sometimes. But yeah, so highlighting bronzer. I like it so much. It's so pretty. Because then sometimes I just do this and I don't even put on blush. So yeah. I am. Oh my goodness, done. And then I'm just gonna put on this lip butter balm thing in the color Honey Nectar. It's kind of like I consider it more of a nude color for me. It's by Pixie, and I love Pixie, but Pixie's another expensive makeup brand. So, I just dab all this on my lips. And that's my makeup. And I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording now because it is almost 30 minutes long. That's like crazy, and I don't know if people are actually going to listen to this. How many listens it's gonna get, but that's fine because I know some people will enjoy it. So I'm gonna go ahead and post it anyway. So thank y'all so much for listening. I really appreciate it.